This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and sometimes you just find a hit that you were not expecting to be a hit. We stumbled upon this idea of if you had a time machine, and you just went back, what would you change in Houston sports? Of course, the caveat being you would have to go back and change it yourself. You'd have to go in your personal form and go and try and make some things shake. And man, y'all keep coming up with some good ones, like going up and trying to convince the Texans, don't just go up to 12, go all the way up to 10 in 2017 and go ahead and draft that boy Patrick Mahomes. And boy,
he was on the list though, man.
Things would have been very different. Like, obviously in the moment, getting Deshaun Watson, cool, you did a great job.
Yeah.
Except now we know things.
Yeah.
And with the knowledge of the things that we know, I would absolutely much prefer Patrick Mahomes in that instance.
You think?
Yeah. You guys keep setting up really, there's a lot of really interesting ones.
What about this one? When Deshaun requested the trade before all the allegations, when did Nick Caserio say, you know what? We'll trade you right now.
Yeah.
Just get everything you can. You probably would have got way more than the three first round picks.
Well, could you have gotten more? Because
first was amazing.
It was the desperation of the Browns that made that.
That was amazing. But me personally, like seeing how Deshaun played the last couple years, I would have thought it would have been more than that because you never had a quarterback like that request a trade that young.
Yeah.
Well, you would have gotten at least three firsts.
Maybe a few seconds.
Yeah. Maybe if you pulled the trigger, then you would have gotten even. Man, that'd have been wild though.
Yeah.
And then you don't have
him. He probably would have been in Miami.
Then you don't have him back there playing safety.
He wanted to go to Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Somebody said, I changed us blowing that 24-3 lead against the Chiefs. How you doing that? You about to go back? You about to get in there?
Yeah.
About to get on that field?
Oh, no. They could have stopped. They could have not called that fake punt.
Not called the fake
punt.
And
maybe went for it on fourth down.
He didn't have a play, Figgy.
Oh, God.
Just come back and be like,
yeah, let's move.
I need you to have a play for this particular. You go in there and the coaches meet. Who is this? Don't worry about it. Just listen. Yeah. I need you to have a play. Yeah. For this particular circumstance.
This man had Justin Reed try to run who had a torn labrum, trying to run a fake punt.
Yes.
Goodness gracious, man.
832 said Miami or Carolina was going to send two full drafts. All right.
I think so, man.
Maybe not that, but I could have gotten more.
I've gotten a lot.
Yeah. No, it definitely would have been like three firsts, maybe a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. They would have gotten.
And then all hell would have broken loose. And they're like, what the hell?
Yeah. What's going on? Hey, can we rescind the trade?
By the way, shout out to all of you, you fellow real Houstonians.
Oh, get out of here.
Avoiding and rejecting the notion that the Rockets should have instead had Jordan instead of Hakeem. Blessings. Blessings be upon you for your nobility and your wisdom. With that being said, Lopez, whatever you want to talk about. You have an interesting take. You have this thought that maybe the NFL has something that they could learn from the NBA. And I think that most people, especially coming off the All-Star weekend, are very down on the NBA. And so I imagine that people would kind of scoff at this assertion. But I'm interested. I'm interested to hear what you're going with here.
Well, so the NBA was not, it wasn't as, you know, Teflon, as impervious to anything bad as the NFL.
Correct.
But it was pretty dang impervious. And now there's a big discussion about, boy, they just don't know how to do this. They don't know how to do that. I mean, we've gone down the list. Fans, you know, ratings, fans are all going down. So I started thinking, because over and over again here in the last month, the NFL has been spreading itself pretty thin. Talking about going to 18 games. You know, talking about they've added games in Brazil and Germany. And, of course, they go to the U.K. a lot. There's future games scheduled in Madrid and Dublin. There's one going to Melbourne, Australia, in 2026. They're going back to Brazil and Mexico in the near future. Should they learn something from the NBA about getting too much too soon, asking for too much too soon, spreading yourself too thin? Because, first of all, this is obviously detrimental to the players, and you talk about health all the time and recovery. You're going to need another bye week. They're talking about 18 games sooner rather than later. They're going. By the way, there's just today. There's news that Netflix is saying, "Yeah, we want to stream some more games. Oh, another game or two? No, all of them. All of them in the noon window or on the Sunday windows. So they're going to go in direct competition with CBS and Fox, Amazon Prime. You know, they're streaming games on there. They're spreading themselves awfully thin, awfully fast. Is it possible that the NFL needs to learn from the NBA and maybe take a step back here?
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, possible? Yes. I still think that's kind of unlikely. This thing feels tough. Yeah. I understand you, and maybe this is the pride that goeth before the fall, as is foretold. The NFL, and football in particular, feels like it is the one thing that resonates with America in a way that like none of these other sports can, right? I think with basketball, even somewhat with baseball, and I think that sometimes baseball gets, you know, the peril that it seemingly is talked about is, you know, overstated in some ways. But I think that football still seems to be perfectly calibrated for the speed of life in America and for the right amount of violence that America likes and all these things. The game itself inherently. So like, we're not talking about the foundational things in the ways that people are talking about. The basketball game itself needs to change. Mm-hmm. Baseball has made some adjustments to the game itself to make it more palatable. Football seems to be right still in that pocket with it. And maybe I'm just ignoring the idea that, you know, eventually it comes for everybody. There is a fall of every empire. It just feels like there's still so much room to go on this one. But I mean, yes, they probably need to be cognizant and aware of the possibility of that. However, I would have told you a long time ago that this was well too far. And here we are with the NFL still cooking. And not only still cooking, looking around the landscape and being like, it is the only thing that matters. How many, 90 something of our top 100 televised programs in America are football?
Yeah.
And a large majority of those are NFL football. Like it does this because it has the leeway to do this. And I think that it's very particularly situated for it. Compared to,
but
the
would
NBA.
You agree they are spreading themselves awfully thin, awfully soon?
Sure,
right.
It's a question I always ask myself. At least let's pertain it back down to the streaming, right? The NFL, one of the benefits of it and one of the things that has kept it very high is that the accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
There, it is always going to be on local channels. At least there's going to be some game in every market on
local
channels.
But is it now?
And that was one of the things that it would always do is like, hey, man, there's not this barrier for entry in the ways that baseball and basketball a lot more sooner ended it behind the paywall of cable, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it was regional networks or what have you. Like, there's always been a free element of football, and that accessibility and that large pool has always been a benefit for it. And they're moving a little bit away from that. I'm like, is that eventually going to hurt them? But it just feels like the culture of football is so damn strong in this country that I'm not sure that you can even break that.
No, I get that. We all agree on that. I just think, like, yeah, even if you have local teams and you always have, like, you can watch your local team in that local market, we're entering an era where you can't watch, you may not be able to watch all the other teams. And that's what we do with football. We absorb all the games that we possibly can. If it's on, we're going to watch it. But now, Amazon, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Netflix. Netflix wants to, let's think about just this one aspect. Netflix is going to probably outbid either CBS or Fox in the very near future to get Sunday afternoon games. That's gonna lit that. That's a lot. That's asking a lot of fans.
It is.
That's asking a lot of fans.
It is.
And see, I feel like we had the same conversation with Amazon when they took over Thursday Night Football. And you still get some people who say, "Man, I don't have Amazon Prime."
Exactly.
But when you look at the numbers, when the numbers come through, maybe that one person don't have Amazon Prime, but them numbers be high as hell. Where. Mm-hmm. That's where all these other streaming platforms is like, hey, let me get in on this too. Because the numbers are showing everybody, or a lot, probably 90% of people have Amazon Prime somehow.
But ultimately,
because they still watch the game.
Ultimately, you're going to have a big chunk of people that just live in San Francisco. And they're Texans fans, and they won't be able to watch Texans. They're going to live in Omaha, can't watch the Texans.
Well, the NFL has already been selling you the opportunity.
They do not care.
If you want to watch your team, there's already been direct
that's what I'm saying.
The Sunday ticket. And
they're nickel and diming you. It's not nickels and dimes, but they're nickel and diming you.
And they've been doing that. Like I agree with your assertion, and I think if I was operating purely from, like, I am only considering logic in these things, I would be with you where it's like, hey, man, Mark Cuban years ago, I've always held on to this statement of the idea that, hey, man, you know,
how did he put it?
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
I've held that. That's ingrained in my memory because I'm like, yo, that is a cautionary tale that, hey, you try and get too greedy. And eventually the viewing public or whatever your customer base will say, no, you've asked for too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen the last decade or two of the NFL where they keep doing this. And at every turn, I'm like, ooh, maybe. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And they just keep blowing through what I imagine are these stop signs.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten to a point where I've been browbeaten by just how their ability to make money hand over fist, despite the things that they are doing that seemingly don't actually, you know, serve the audience necessarily. And so I'm to the place where I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it, because it just feels like they're too big to fail.
There is a bridge too far out there somewhere, you know, and I'm wondering if they're starting to get there quicker than they should. You know?
Yeah. And and maybe this ends up being kind of like what I've said with the NBA as well. And as you're saying, and the 281 crystallized it, they don't care. Yeah. Right? Because ultimately,
they don't.
The numbers, the money keeps coming in.
They don't
the numbers
care.
That matter is the money keeps coming in a, in a big number.
They do not care about Joe Blow at home with no cable, man.
Yep.
They do not care. They looking at them streaming numbers.
Yep.
And the streaming numbers are going up, money. And really, more importantly, the TV rights are going up, and they're able to make all those shake. It kind of seems to stink, and as we continue to move away from, like, the things that serve the customer, I do wonder what the stopping point is, but it does not feel like
it's going to get to a point where regular TV won't even exist. You're going to have to watch all this stuff, like all these CBS and NBC. You got to watch all their stuff on the app, on their personal app.
Yeah,
it's possible. All right. That's interesting. I'm going to be pondering that, I'm certain, throughout the rest of the day, as it seems like everybody's pondering the time machine question that we posed earlier today. We'll get back around to that, and we still got B. Scott coming in today. It is a rodeo ticket Tuesday where all day long, Bun B birthday bonanza tickets are on the menu. We'll give those away in the 11 o'clock and the 1 o'clock hours, so keep it locked right here. Plus, I hope you're listening just in general on the Odyssey app, because that is the way to enter into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. I'll tell you more about that again later. But coming up next, let's get to our official question of the day. What's the most awkward situation that you've been thrust into in honor of Yuli and you, Darvish, having their own very awkward situation that they'll have to deal with? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.